Hi, and welcome to Cast and Burn Gaming, an RPG video game podcast. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Cast and Burn Gaming. Nick here. Haven't been around for the last couple of weeks because I've actually been redoing the entire website because it was really annoying me. There was some things that I just really couldn't do with it, and so I said, you know what, fuck it. I'm a software developer, I can do this. I redid the entire thing in some really cool new tech and taught myself some really neat things along the way. So you guys can totally check it out at www.castandburngaming.com. Let me know what you think. I do have a thread over on the Cast and Burn Gaming subreddit for the new site. You can give me some thoughts, give me some feedback, and let me know what works, what new features you'd like to see, and I'll see what I can do. Apart from that, what have I been up to? I really haven't been able to play many games because life has been, again, kind of crazy, and the site's been taking up a lot of time. But I have to say, the feedback from the last episode and just the feedback from both of them, and I made a post on Reddit, one post, and man, it's like, boom, lots of people really, really seem to connect with everything and seem to listen in and really like it. So thank you so much for that really big boost, and I want to keep going. So this is actually the result of one of the polls that I put up, and today is actually a topic of the day type of episode. So it's going to be shorter, it's not a review, but today we're going to be going over villains. So just a little warning, there's going to be a lot of spoilers for all the various games that are mentioned because, well, I mean, we're talking about villains here. So we're talking about kind of the end goal for a lot of games. Not necessarily the end goal, but usually. So kind of what I'm going to go over here, it's really more freestyle, but I have a bit of an idea in my mind. We're going to go over what I feel makes a good villain, some examples of bad villains, and then I'm going to analyze some of the bigger villains in RPGs and kind of what do they fall into. Do they fall into good, bad, middle, why, etc. So what makes a good villain? Well, to me, a good villain is one of these few things. The villain either has to be insurmountable and terrifying, and constantly terrifying. Not just like, ooh, he's really bad, and it's right at the end. But the villain has to provide a sense of dread the entire way through to be an actual good villain to me. Or relatable. Or understandable, even if not relatable. So let's go into some examples, and then I'll be able to actually explain my reasoning behind this. So for terrifying, I've got a couple, like, the best examples that I can really think of are Luca Blight from Suikoden 2 and the Reapers themselves from Mass Effect. So take Luca Blight. For Suikoden 2, he was the absolute main villain. But was he the end boss? No. But definitely, he was the main villain. The end boss was boring of Suikoden 2. It was like, yay, okay. But the main point of Suikoden 2 was Luca Blight, like, for villain-wise. Was he relatable? No, no. Dude was nuts. And he wasn't understandable either, because if you can actually understand the motives of this person, then you're crazy. No, he was terrifying because his raw strength, his power, and his insanity. Like, there's a scene in Suikoden 2 where they're burning down a village just for the fuck of it. And he comes up and he gathers up all the villagers, and he's looking around at his generals and he's saying, ah, there's just weaklings here. All right, gather them all up in front of me. So he gathers everybody all up in front of him, and he's just tells the villagers, okay, entertain me for your lives. And they don't understand what they mean. So he says, entertain me. And one guy starts talking. He just fucking cuts off his head. And so another lady is like, oh my God, no, no, no. He's like, okay, act like a pig for me. Squeal like a little piggy. So she starts crawling around on all fours and acting like a pig. He's like, squeal, little piggy, squeal. And so she's doing that. And then he kills her. Just for the fuck of it. Dude is just totally insane. It's like, that's weird. What's going on? But that's why he was so good. That's what made him such a good villain. He was imposing all the way through. He was a constant threat that was always nipping at your heels. And even during the final fight against him, the full fight against him, which was only halfway through the game, when you throw your best teams up against him and you've got a variety of teams as he's assaulting your castle and even beating his whole team over and over, he just keeps coming and coming. And then you finally face off against him in a duel. And during the duel, he's so strong. Like, you can literally die over and over to him. And you're like, fuck, why won't this guy just die? And it's really tough. And even in death, when you win the duel, his insanity never gives up. His strength never goes. His body is riddled with arrows, and he still pushes on, threatens you, and calls you a weakling. What the fuck? No, that's a great, terrifying villain. Another example that I said was the Reapers. Playing through the entire Mass Effect series, they were so colossally terrifying that you, as the player, you really feel you have no chance against them. Even when the game throws you a bone and helps you, or, you know, you have an armada that's able to take out one of them, Sovereign, in the first one, you lose so much in that battle against a single Reaper, and you know that there's thousands, there's millions of these things behind this, just waiting to come out of dark space. They played this whole mechanic super well in Mass Effect 3, where if you strayed a little too long in a single area, because this is the Reaper invasion now, Mass Effect 3, they come out. Well, the Reapers would come out and potentially destroy you. Like, literally, if you stayed in one area too long, you were dead. So it was terrifying every single time you hear the and it's just, oh shit, I'm gonna die. Run, 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 run. Like, your adrenaline just pumps and it's just terrifying. That is a good villain. That is a good, terrifying villain. So what makes a relatable villain? A villain is relatable when, in spite of every potential atrocity that that villain is doing, somehow you're actually able to put yourself in their shoes. You're able to sit there and go, huh, I kind of get that. I don't condone it, but would I have done it any differently? Like, for example, perfect example is Saren from Mass Effect. Okay, I don't agree with his methods, but how many of us would really have done what Shepard did and confront the Reapers? Not me. I wouldn't have. And why not? Because I'm a human being. I'm inherently fallible. I'm not some crazy commando like Shepard who's so badass that they can take on a fucking alien machine race that has destroyed everything forever. No. I'm a guy, I'm a man, who loves his family, who's medium strong at best. Would I have done exactly what Saren did? I don't know. I know I wouldn't have been able to be Shepard, but I get it. I get that he was scared. I get that it was so impossible that he tried to reason, to barter, to save what he could. He was trying to be a hero, and I get that. The nobility is there. What he did and how he went about it was wrong. But you get it. Like, it's just one of those things. And that's why he's relatable. So what makes a bad villain? A bad villain is shoehorned in. It's there to oppose the protagonist without giving any real dilemma other than being souped up and powerful. It's kind of boring in that regard. Or it's there, but it's not really pushing you hard enough plot-wise to have the player emotionally invested in them. And I'm sorry to one of my listeners. I know that she's going to maybe not agree with me. I'm really sorry, Irvs. But a boring villain example to me is Vayne from Final Fantasy XII. It's very well possible that it's boring and he's boring because the entire way was 12 was written, because Ashe and Bosh are supposed to be the main characters, but they aren't. Well, I don't know. Like, they are, but your protagonist is not. Your protagonist, your playable character, is Vaughn, who is some random ass person at the last second who's like, oh no, we need Vaughn. No, you don't need Vaughn. You never needed Vaughn. You just put him in there because you thought it was more relatable to the demographic. They didn't give us a person who was 30 years old. Ooh, he's too old for us. But because your main character was Vaughn, it wasn't satisfying. It wasn't a final confrontation for you, Vaughn. It was a final confrontation for you, Ashe. And it was a final confrontation for Bosh. Because they had everything taken over. They were framed. They had their husband taken away, etc. Vaughn was just like, ugh, I'm mad. These Imperials. Like, you're just there for the ride. And Vayne was trying to be godlike. Okay. It's tropey. Doesn't really do much. Another bad villain is Ultimisia. Like, rando time travel sorceress takes over the real villain, and I don't care. I have no connection to this person. She just swoops in and, oh, look, the final villain all along. Like, my characters don't have a connection. Edia? She was decent. If only my characters knew who she was while they were going against her. But she was decent because she was pretty powerful. And she was an immediate threat. And a constant threat. And she fucking lances you through the chest with an ice spear. That's badass. Windy from the original Suikoden was another that just, didn't really matter all that much. She was there. She drove the plot line a little bit, but she didn't really drive that big bad villain type. She was just like, ooh, I'm fucking shit up, but like, eh. She could definitely have been more, but she just plotted things along. It was pretty lackluster at best. So with that kind of overview of bad villains, good villains, and kind of little examples of both, I'm going to go through some big game villains and kind of give my point of view on some of them. Kefka from Final Fantasy VI. Pretty good, very memorable, especially with the laugh that. And seriously, I was really happy that they brought it back in Final Fantasy XIV, because you hear it when you're in the raid and you're just like, it's Kefka, you know. But not relatable in any sense. He's super powerful and he actually destroys the world, which was different, but he was bad just to be bad. So he was a very hard to be relatable villain, but he was actually very good in the sense that he was just crazy, crazy powerful. Sephiroth. Now, I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for this, but he was really good until he was boring. So once he went on his whole bender after he found out that he's a son of Genova and produced by Hojo, he was just kind of eh. But before that, he was ridiculously strong, scary. Chasing him around was awesome because, like, he was leaving behind shit for you. Like, he killed all of the Shinra fucking tower. When he goes through the Mithril Caves, I think, and he leaves the Midgar Zolom fucking that big snake thing impaled on a spike. It's just like, huh? He's so strong. How the hell am I going to do anything? But then it just falls flat on his face. Like, it just falls flat. It's like, okay, he's there. It tries to focus. They try to focus more on Cloud's psychological being. And then it's kind of like, they tried too hard to get into the psyche stuff, and I don't know, it just didn't really work. Sin from Final Fantasy X. So, this villain I didn't really care about at all, since it was just some force that showed up, destroyed shit, and left, and just did it over and over and over. Sin actually turned out to be a really neat little twist because of the ending, when it turned out that Sin was basically a shell around Yevon, who was incredibly weak, and then, like, all that backstory around Sin being wrapped around Yevon, etc., and who Sin was derived from. The story was really interesting with that, but Sin being a constant threat, it was interesting the first time you kind of go through it, but after a little bit in 10, I just didn't care. Lavos from Chrono Trigger. This villain was actually really awesome. And you wouldn't think that, because literally, Lavos is just this thing that hits the world, and it's like, oh, bam, and goes away. But he keeps showing up and destroying everything over and over. And he represented terror in every single era that you were in. You went anywhere and Lavos was there and represented the ultimate evil. And you keep coming up against it. And not just a little bit. You keep coming up against it. And every single time you come against it, you hear the Lavos sound. And it just... the scream of Lavos is something that sends a massive chill down your spine, and you're just like, oh my god, I am so dead. And he kills your main character. Like, bam, dead. But it's also really cool because you could, if you're strong enough, engage him within the first few minutes of a new game plus. And he was strong. And he was a multi-tiered fight. But he was really weird as a boss. But that being a boss is totally different than being a villain. Time Devourer from Chrono Cross. Ooh, people haven't probably picked into this one in a while. The villain was actually a really, really neat bait and switch, because you didn't have a clear idea of who your main villain was in that entire game until the very end of the game. You knew that time was getting ripped up. You knew that there was something going wrong with space and going between worlds and whatnot. And you knew that something was getting fucked up, but you really didn't have a good idea of who it was until the very end, when you actually fight the Time Devourer, who has Shala from Chrono Trigger. Like, who was Magus's sister. At one point, she got brought on, she got taken out of the time continuum, and Time Devourer grabbed her and absorbed her. And so, once all the pieces start coming together, you go like, oh my god, this is so connected! And I found that it was actually a nice villain because of that. But throughout the game, you actually felt more the residual effects of the villain, though, instead of actually dealing with the villain. The Mana Beast from Secret of Mana. This is actually the villain, but it isn't the villain at the same time. So the villain of the game was actually the Lich guy, Thanos, and he was really just annoying. And he didn't show up enough to be the villain, and then he just turned out to be like a side boss. But the ultimate baddie in this game was the Mana Beast, who was just, it was just sad. It was just an enraged beast that was trying to attack the thing that was trying to kill the planet. But it was actually more sad because you as the player and your team knew that killing the Mana Beast meant actually that the sprite was going to die, because mana would leave the world. And that was a really interesting way to have that villain. Xenos from Final Fantasy XIV. It's actually from Final Fantasy XIV's current expansion, Stormblood. So Xenos made a really good villain for the same reason Luca Blight made a good villain. He was just damn unstoppable, and for no other reason than to find a good fight. Politics be damned, he just wanted a strong opponent, and it was kind of a nice breath of fresh air in that game. And also from that game, Bahamut Prime. So, a little backstory, Final Fantasy XIV 1.0 sucked, like really sucked. So bad that the devs were tasked with fixing it, and when they realized they couldn't fix it, they decided to remake it into Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn, and when they did that, they decided to destroy the world to remake it by summoning Bahamut. Well, the culmination of the base game's first raid is against Bahamut Prime, and the story buildup up until that fight makes Bahamut such an amazing villain to go up against. The cinematic of this thing destroying the world in a matter of seconds, and now you have to go up against it? It's a shadow of its full power, sure, but not even the strength of the 12, which are the gods of that world, could take this thing down. It was an insane build-up the entire raid, and it was one hell of a fight. And seriously, the music for that fight was just gorgeous. If you have not heard it, go on YouTube and listen to Answers. It is just great. Great. Arden from Final Fantasy XV. So, Arden could have been great. He could have been a great villain if the damn game had just done a better job of telling us the whole fucking story and of actually telling us the backstory of Arden instead of making us wait until the Arden DLC. That is bullshit. Just give me the fucking game in one game, please. Arden would have been terrifying and relatable. He was the first king. He was the first king that could have done this, and he was sucking up the blight. He was so powerful, and the blight was making him nuts. And then, because he sucked in the blight, the gods turned around and said, "Well, nope, sorry, you're too bad, you gotta go." That's really, really fucked up. And you get it after you figure all that out. But you don't actually get that anywhere in the game. You gotta listen to a whole bunch of other shit, read through other things, read through this, read through that, play this backstory. You never get the sense of art, and you have to do so many things. So he's not a good villain because of that. Because it was terribly done because the game was so rushed from halfway through, and I never actually had time to connect with why Arden was a good villain and why he was doing these things to me. So, no, Arden was a terrible villain only because of the game's execution, not because of Arden especially. And another, like, straight out of left field one was Fu Lu from Breath of Fire 4. I actually really liked this villain because, so the way Breath of Fire 4 plays is that your Ryu, a guy who can also transform into a dragon, and you play as Fu Lu, who's the first king, or the dragon king from before, who can also transform into a dragon, and you're actually two sides of the same whole. You're the whole one person split. And you play as Ryu and Fu Lu all the way through the game. And you know that Fu Lu is the villain of the entire game. He's the big baddie all the way through. And you're just seeing him get stronger and stronger and stronger. And you even see it right away when the game starts off. You're like, oh my fuck, you are so strong. I am so screwed if you're the end guy. Please don't be the end guy. And then you come to the end battle and you're like, oh, I am so fucked. And you know you're screwed. So Fu Lu was actually really good because of that, because you have an entire game's worth of going, oh my shit, because you were just playing this guy and you know you're screwed. So that's kind of a really quick overview of some cherry pick games. I know it was a lot of Final Fantasy because, let's face it, Final Fantasy RPGs are a big bulk of things now. There are other ones. I just can't remember them right off the top of my head. I have played a ton, but if anybody wants to suggest more and more of them, go right ahead. I will more than chat about all this. Also, you can find the discussion topic on the Reddit, on the Cast and Burn subreddit that I'm going to have for this topic of the day for villains, and chat away. I'm always on there, so you guys can talk to me. You can also email me at castandburngaming at gmail.com, I believe, or it's castandburn@gmail.com. One of the two will work. Go to the website. Also, you guys can hear everything on any real podcast player of your choice, and you can hit the subscribe button if you aren't subscribed from anywhere. So the next topic of the day is probably going to be graphics and why we actually care about them, and the next review that's going to be coming up is going to be for Mass Effect 2 while I play through Nier Automata, because that is going to be a very long game. Please put up on the subreddit whatever suggestions you'd like, if you'd like some different pacing. This is the first time I really do one of these. So, yeah, I'm very open to suggestions. I'm very open to anything. I really, really, really want to hear some feedback from you guys and get some conversation going. So, on that note, I really hope that you guys enjoyed this type of episode and keep checking back. The next review should be in a couple weeks for Mass Effect 2. And yeah, I'm going to be playing Nier Automata, and you can see that on Cast and Burn Gaming on Twitch. Have a great time, guys. Keep gaming, and I'll talk to you next time.